Wise Guys podcast coming straight from
Mark's walk-in closet.
My walk-in closet. Tonight we're going to be talking about the top reasons why males, us, sex gods, we reveal the real reasons why they don't want sex with their partners anymore. Does that really come up for you yet? I mean, like, I know it when it comes down to it, we kind of like, we're tired. I got tired maybe, or just like, no. The only time I don't feel like having sex is if I already had sex like twice.
Yeah, I can't really think of a point in time in my life where where turning it down would be something that I would want to do.
No shit. Right? Like, I'm really excited to hear these reasons, to be honest.
I am too, because like, I cannot, honestly, in my brain, it's like, I don't give a fuck if I had worked a 15-hour day.
Yeah.
Doing shit. Whatever, if she's slanging that,
when she's looking
tang,
at, you're going to go give me a little flick, a slap and tickle, I'm on it.
Dude, fucking right.
We're going to talk about that tonight. We also are going to be talking about the Tesla Model 3. We're going to give you guys a order code because we know that our listeners are rich, right?
Model X.
It's crazy, though, but these Teslas are rich. They are affordable. So let's go ahead and roll that intro music.
Yeah.
Man, so coming down to it again, it's kind of funny to talk about this just because I'm not one to turn down sex. I mean, I know it's thrown at you constantly, right?
All the time.
I mean, just 100%.
Fuck, I walk out of the house and pussy hits me in the face.
And you're just walking on the street.
It's
sorry.
Like mosquitoes.
I'm sorry. That's my pussy. Don't step on my pussy. That fell out of my pocket. That's
don't
my pussy. Thank you. That's my
don't
pussy.
Step on it.
That's my
pussy. Didn't get it dirty.
So there's a whole list here. There's a whole list, and we are on... The website that we are on is called prevention.com. Yeah, believe it or not, prevention.com. And this is their article they did called Men Reveal the Real Reasons Why They Don't Want Sex with Their Partners Anymore.
Still just dumbfounds me because I know I'm reading it, but I can't believe it's actually real.
Before we get into the actual questions, or I mean like the answers or whatever,
yeah,
what pops into your head first? Is it kind of like, you know what I mean? When you read that, why don't their males want sex with their partners anymore?
Because they're dead. That's the only honest fucking reason, straight up. That's the only reason why I can't. It's like,
I would say cheating. You know what I mean? If like you're cheating on her or something and you're getting sex on the side, you know what I mean? And you just don't want sex from them anymore.
But still, I want. Yeah.
You're like, I want that sex and that sex
man. Fill a hole.
Oh man, that's hilarious. So yeah, no, that's why I was wondering what pops out at you. I mean,
literally, honestly, if they're no longer breathing, that'd probably be about the only thing I can. Unless they got to be like a buck tooth fucking meth head, then maybe I probably.
Then you usually turn into that together, though, don't you?
Ugh.
So how about, have you ever had whiskey dick?
Oh, God, yeah. I think every fucking man has had whiskey dick.
Man, I'm the opposite, though. Like, when I drink like that, I'm just ready and raring and fucking ready to go even more. It's
really
insane. Like, I won't even blow my load or nothing. Like, I'm just fucking, yeah, this really got really graphic. But I'm not lying to you, man. Like, I'm the complete opposite. Like, I'll just go and go and go and go and go and go and go, and I just never blow my load.
Have
so
you ever
annoying.
Had a chick fall asleep while giving you head?
Head?
Yeah.
No.
I had that happen once.
Just like, how do you fall asleep? Does she fall asleep like while it's in the mouth?
She's like this. She's down there, and I'm like, and she's just like, dick head just resting on her lips.
That has got to be the ultimate blue balls of all time.
I just fucking kept slapping her in the back of the head. Fucking wake up. Damn. Just finish this. If you're not going to do it, then let me go ahead and get her done.
I could do it myself.
Right? Just bend over and fall asleep. You can be asleep if you want to then.
No, I've done the opposite. I've fallen asleep while the girl's like on top of me. I've done that a couple of times.
I have fallen asleep a couple of times during sex.
Right. Well, they're
it's
on
not
top.
A very good outcome.
No, and it's not even like a thing where I wasn't enjoying it or blah, blah, blah. It was just
fucking tired.
Wasted. Always drunk. And then you fall asleep. And you know what I mean? It happens after you've been with a person for a long time. Because let's be real, when you're 19 or whenever you lose your virginity, you know what I mean? It's kind of like one of those things where you're just surprised to be fucking. You know what I mean? And so you just fucking just bang, 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 and you're just awake for the whole thing. But when you're with the same person for a long time, it's kind of like, So, I mean, that's, falling asleep. So these are the reasons. Number one is one out of 11. There's 11 here. They have erectile or orgasm issues. So according to Why Men Stop Having Sex, the reasons men say they stopped are not mostly common because of erectile orgasm issues. So I get the erectile part. Like, yeah. they just can't get hard. Because some guys get on antidepressants and stuff, or they get on, like, you know,
millions of different reasons.
They have ED. Yeah. Age, a bad diet, everything.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Like that.
And they can have sex. And I could see how that would actually make you even, like, kind of embarrassed to, in a sense of, like, you get anxiety. Like, oh, yeah. Fuck, we're going to have sex. She's ready to go. Am I going to be able to perform?
Exactly. Man, that I can totally understand.
That would be tough, you know? And have you ever dealt with any ED or anything like that? Or, like, you know, this is going to sound bad, but the only time that I've ever dealt with that is if I was about to cheat. Like, back in the day, like, if I was going to go cheat on my girl or whatever, I couldn't pop wood. And everybody's wondering what that suction noise is. That's Eric hitting his vape, because he vapes, bro.
I'm a vapor. I vape on things. But, yeah, I mean, there have been times where I've had bouts with not being able to get it up or not being able to keep it up for very long. But, I mean,
was it always alcohol related?
No.
Oh.
No, I mean, I've had honest to goodness. And, I mean, I can atone with these people. It's like I've had situations where, you know,
just didn't work.
Yeah.
And then did it give you anxiety?
No, not really.
Not really. What about the next time around? Did it get in your head of, like, oh, I might not get hard and then fuck with you? Or was it just always a certain, like, situation?
I think it just had to do with the certain situations, because it's like, you know, when you're, like, half-ass tired and you're, like, you're fucking, you get hard and then, like, you get hard too quick and you're still in the middle of fucking foreplay, and then by the time it comes down to get down to business, and then you're, like, your fucking dick is soft and you're, like, shit. And when you get to my age, it's like you get that one, you're fucking
right.
If you don't take advantage of it right then and there, you're screwed.
And I can definitely, you know, I can understand that. But again, it was when I was cheating or something like that, you know, because I was so mentally feeling horrible. You know what I mean? I can't do it. So no, I get it. And then orgasm issues, like,
yeah, no.
So coming, like, I'm not going to be able to blow my load. Again, that's an alcohol thing for me. Like, how about you? Like, when you're banging, have you ever, what situation are you in where, like, oh, I can go forever? Was it like Bumblow or some shit?
Probably.
When you just go,
yeah,
go.
Just like, I mean, I can cite out several times where it's like, fuck me, I'm really working her out right now. But yeah, most of those times were drug related or.
Okay.
Not so much alcohol. Alcohol has the exact opposite effect on me.
It's just like, you're ready to go, bam!
It's like I look at the pussy and
wow, that's so
beautiful. There's something in my shoe.
The next one is, they're depressed. 34% of men report depression, and 57% of women say the same for their husbands, as reported by 21% of men and 26% by women. So some medications lower libido. Which, okay, so you're depressed already.
Yeah.
So you're not going to get hard or bone or blah, blah, right? And then you're going to take an antidepressant. And these antidepressants, one of the side effects is not getting hard. Okay, I don't know about you, but if I was in a relationship or trying to get my life back together or combing the bars or doing whatever, if I was depressed and then a side effect was no boner when I'm about to get laid and maybe feel good about my self for a night, that would make me more depressed.
Right? I mean, for me, is that when I get down, sex cheers me up.
It would make me so I wouldn't want to fucking use that shit. You know what I mean? It'd be like, what? I think a doctor of mine said that. He's like, you know, man, there's so, because I had looked into shit like that before, and I'm not on any of those pills, and nothing against people that are. I mean, it helps. But as far as it goes, is like, he's like, you know, if you could take this one, but it makes it so you don't have a boner, and screw that. Like, that's not going to help. That's not going to be good for you.
Yeah, it's like, why don't you just cut my dick off? I don't want to deal with that shit.
Oh, so number three, this one's kind of, they're going to get kind of deep. My partner isn't sexually adventurous enough for me. And then it shows a picture of ice cream. Again, we're on prevention.com.
Yeah, that's weird.
And that's the article. And it's a picture of ice cream. And it says, my partner isn't sexually adventurous enough for me. So maybe to, like, incorporating food or costumes or blah, blah, blah. Have you ever been into that kind of shit?
No.
And it's not that it's weird. Like, because.
Personally, no. I don't think it's. I mean, shit. fucking variety is the spice of life, brother. If you want to put on a dress or dress up like a fucking bunny or whatever the fuck you want to do. I mean, if that's what does it for you, by all means, you know, get her done.
Fuck yeah. So like when my, this it kind of sounds gay, but I love it when my fiance dresses up in a Chargers jersey. I don't know what it is. Chargers jersey, that's kinda, like Charger a sexy one.
And with, nothing else?
And like a thong. Like a tight, like a girl's.
But that's it.
Right, that's it. Chargers jersey
that's,
and a thong.
That'd be kinda hot.
You know what I mean? Fuck yeah. Like acting like, you know, with like the eye black on and shit. Uh-huh. Like, I'm going to come on your dick. I'm going to put a touchdown in my pussy.
It's not like that fucking scene from, what is it, Scary Movie where the chick's
yeah.
got the.
Yeah,
I'm
going to
piss in your mouth. Like, I'm going to shit on the walls.
Put the shoulder pads on,
put
baby.
The shoulder pads on, baby.
Put the helmet on. Okay, yeah. Okay. Turn around. Kind of starts calling her a dude's name. Okay, Toby. It's like, what the fuck?
Oh.
But this was reported by 68% of men and 14% of women.
That's
so
kind of staggering.
Way more men are saying that, like, my partner is an adventurous for me. And you know, that's a bunch of fucking douchebag 20-year-old dudes going, like, I want, like, a threesome.
They're putting too much thought into it. You know what I need? You know what I need to get me aroused and be adventurous? Friction on my penis.
Just touch it. Look
a
at
stiff
it.
Stiff breeze.
Tell me maybe that I want to have sex tonight. And there you go.
Yeah.
But you know what it is, though? It's this—it's the generation of fucking porn, man. Like, think about it nowadays.
Do you really
like, we
think
had to
that
have
it. Because, I mean, porn's been around forever, but obviously,
think about it.
Faster
think,
access.
Exactly. Think about the access that we have it now. Every cell phone, you can go on the deepest, darkest porn fucking hole ever. Now, we were coming up before, like, Nokia phones and shit. And even, you know, even the fucking internet.
Sears
we,
magazines, bro.
Dude, I'm telling you. We had to fucking look at home.
Victoria's
better
Secret.
Better Homes and Garden.
Better Homes and Garden, bitch. Them motherfuckers with the big hook bras. You know them shits that you took a fucking monkey wrench to?
Or you go through all your fucking VHS tapes, and then you have to fast forward to the fucking 1 hour and 30 minutes in when, like, fucking Jerry Maguire was banging Kelly Preston or whatever it was. And then you fucking, like, you know, and you have to keep rewinding and going back. And be like, I gotta get it off in 30 seconds. You know, and like, so I don't
a
know.
A Christmas, or what was it? National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation with the chick in the swimming pool scene.
Oh,
that was
God.
A big one for me.
Oh, hell yeah. And you had to go back and rewind that shit.
Yeah,
and
you
then
could
stop.
Pause it right in the right spot so her ass looks really good. And you're like,
yeah. See, that's the shit we had to do. Now, think about guys nowadays. They go push anything on their cell phone and they have like, dorm room sex or chicks getting
5 seconds. You can literally
bam.
Have access.
We
to
had
anything
to really think about. That's why there's so. That's why shit's so much worse nowadays with like rape and disgusting stuff.
Yeah.
And the sex is so far put out there with how guys and girls are portrayed and how guys are portraying how a girl would be in sex. And even girls are watching this shit and they think they have to act like those girls. You know what I mean? Like.
But it never happens to me. I've never been walking through Walmart and gone to the bathroom and six,
not
oh,
what I mean.
Oh, I dropped my lipstick in there. Do you want me to suck your cock?
I
no,
know.
It never happens to me.
I know, but now you got all these kids, though, too, and you're just wondering, like, oh, I'm going to be walking in the door, and this hot chick I think, like, who I think is hot is walking in front of me is going to turn out and go, come follow me to the teacher's room, and I'm going to drop my pants. Like, they think that shit in their head, you know, or maybe it's just...
And it never happens.
Never
which
happens.
Is a total bummer.
It is a bummer. It just sucks, you know? And that's why maybe my partner isn't sexually adventurous enough for me. Motherfucker, be happier having sex, okay?
Right.
You know what I mean? God. When
you
did
get
you...
your dick wet so
how,
many times.
How old were you when you lost virginity?
Me?
Mm-hmm. Like 25 minutes ago?
Yeah. It's like... What time is it now? Last hour.
There you go. We had sex, guys.
Yeah. Bentley was involved.
Oh, man. The dog loved it.
But no, I think I would shit. I think I was 16 or 17.
16, okay. So,
I don't remember my first. I'm old as fuck. I don't remember my first time.
You're not that old.
No.
I was 14. And it was one of those things that blows my mind because I look at 14-year-olds nowadays. And it's like, what the fuck? I was having sex at your age. Like, you know what I mean? Like, look at some of these kids at 14, 15, 16.
And not to make it weird, but, I mean, look at some of how, like, I mean, we were even, like, we talked about before, I was at the local county fair tonight. Look at how some of these 14-year-old girls are dressing now.
Right? You know what I mean? And it was crazy.
It's not weird, like, in a sexual manner to me. It's weird because it's like, you stop and you think, and I hate to sound like this because I feel like I'm, like, 900 years old, but it's like, your fucking mom let you out of the house and that shit. If I were that mother, like, think about your daughter.
No,
if she was
no,
anything, fuck.
No,
Never would let her out of the house with that shit on.
It's
ever.
Insane. And to think about it, too, it's like my daughter.
Ass cheeks hanging out.
My daughter is 9 years old, bro.
Yeah.
That means 5 years from now. No way. No way. It's not happening. I'm not lit. Next question.
Right. I think it's a good time.
And so number 4 out of 11 is my partner doesn't seem to enjoy sex. You know, I think in the relationship I'm at now with my fiance, definitely not. Like, we have a great sex life, and it's by far the best sex life I've ever had. And but I've been in, you know, lots of long-term relationships, and I feel like, and you know, and these are probably when the relationships are starting to go to shit, but I can relate with that one. My partner just doesn't seem to enjoy sex, and this was reported by 61% of men and 10% of women. And I would love to see the age range of where they pulled these.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Because it's got to be.
But can you, I mean, you know what I mean? Like, enjoy sex, like, or have you dealt with that? Or, like, you know what I mean? Like, I have, for sure.
I have, but I'm the kind of person, and I know you are, too, is, like, I want to try harder to make her enjoy it more.
Exactly.
I want to do extra things.
Yeah.
I want to find out what really makes her crank turn.
Making it more, yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly. Like, when we're done having sex, it's like, I don't know if it's one of those things. It's kind of weird, but I always ask, like, did you come? Like, because it's really important
too.
To me. And it kind of feeds my ego at the same time. Not going to lie. But I have to know, because if she didn't, then I'm going to make her any way I can. I'll go flick the bean like a fucking DJ, like, micka, 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 or I'll do whatever I got to do, just because, like, I want her to want to have it. And I want her to not, like, could you... I put myself in her shoes. Like, dude, what if I didn't blow my load? That would suck.
Yeah.
That would suck so bad. So, like, you know, I'll do that.
It's kind of a self-esteem thing. But, I mean, certain people are going to take it like this. They just don't want to have sex anymore. For majority of people, and I'm pretty sure I speak for a lot of men out there, you want to try, or maybe I don't. Who knows? But I want to try harder to make sure that she's taken care of, because, you know, that's, it's not just your wife or your girlfriend. It's the other part of you.
Oh,
and
yeah.
If you don't think of her like that, then you're in the wrong relationship.
Very well said. Very well said. And I think, though, too, you know how important sex is in a relationship, man? Like, it's very, very important. You know what I mean? Not just, like, the sense of, like, I'm having sex. I'm talking about, like, being one with that, with the person you're with, making them happy and being in tune with them sexually, you know, physically, emotionally, the whole package. You know what I mean? Like, it is so important to have sex with your partner and for them to want to, and just making, there's a reason why, like, you know, it's such a precious thing and it's such a special thing that's just being thrown out there and so shitty lately, but it's such a precious, great, beautiful thing that you need to cherish with the one fucking person you're with. You know
I could
I mean?
Not agree more. And, you know, and there's a certain sense of satisfaction that goes into, you know, being, obviously you're being in a relationship, and I don't know, I can't speak for all women, but I know a lot, it means a lot to my girlfriend that when we are, if she sees the lengths that I'm willing to go to make sure that she's satisfied.
Oh, yeah, when you're pulling out that third can of whipped cream and just throwing
going to fucking town, whatever you're willing to do, if you're willing to show them that, hey, I'm not willing to stop at just this, I don't give a fuck if you came or not, I got my nut, I'm going to sleep.
Boom.
If you're fucking willing to go that extra mile and be like, show them how much you enjoy having sex with them.
Exactly.
They appreciate that more than the actual act itself.
And they're going to want to have sex with you too, because they're going to know, hey, my man's going to take care of me.
Yeah.
And how great does that make you feel? You know, and when I said the whipped cream thing, I'm saying, like, you know, you're going to go bring out that other can and spray it on the right spot and munch down onto whatever you got to do until you make that happen, you know?
Exactly.
And then pretty soon, though, like, and especially in my situation, like, she's blowing her load way faster than I am. It's a wrap. It's done. And then I just got to be fast if I want to, or be slow or whatever. And, you know, that's a good thing. But, I mean, like, it's a beautiful, great thing. And it's just being so, like, you go to a bar anymore, if you go to these dance clubs or you do whatever. Because, like, it was one of my things, man. It just sucks. Is like, this sounds gay as shit, but, like, I really do enjoy to dance. Like, I love dancing. Like, I can sidestep dance. I could break dance a little bit. I could do a like bunch of shit. But like, I go there now and it's nothing but girls that are dressed like complete whores, which is not that bad to look
grinding
at.
Grinding on other just motherfuckers.
It's not dancing, dude. They are just rubbing their shit on somebody else.
When and you rub your ass on somebody else's crotch, that's not dancing.
No talent goes into that.
No.
You know what I mean? And like, I'll be honest, my fiance. Great ass. Great. That's the only move she had. And like, so like, I would actually be dancing with her, and any other guy she's ever danced with is like, you know, okay, this is awesome. I'm just rubbing my fucking dick against her fucking butt. And no, but then like, when I was actually dancing with her and shit is when she really got with me more. But it was one of those things where she's just like, shit, well, I'm kind of embarrassed to dance with you now because like, you know, all I'm doing is this fucking butt move.
I can just rub my ass on you.
But, you know, and which is cool, but there's a time and a place for that shit in the fucking bedroom. But anyway, so that we're going back to like sex is a precious thing and it's getting fucking just thrown out there. You can tell that these guys and these girls are hooking up with tons of fucking people all the time, and the actual joy of sex and the intimacy of it and the actual real, real, real good sex, they're not having it.
No.
They're not having it. They're just blowing their load. It's like jacking off into a person is what they're doing.
Exactly.
That's all it is. And then it sucks because like if they would actually take some time to build a relationship with somebody and make love and like, and that sounds so gay, but like not even make love, but like have sex, like real sex. It's you know, they blow their mind. That's why these young kids are getting married so young, because they'll like bang their friends, bang girls at parties, and then they'll like get a girlfriend. And then they'll have sex with them like more than a couple times. And they'll be like, oh my God, I'm in love with you.
I have to get married.
Yeah, it's like, no, you're not, dude. You're just having sex with somebody that you actually have feelings for. You know what I mean? Doesn't mean you need to fucking get married.
Well, and don't get us wrong either. I mean, back in the day, you know, I was a fucking, all dudes are like this. I was a poon hound.
I was that guy that I was talking about. I was literally that guy.
There's that time in your life that I think you have to go through.
Oh, sure.
Every male has to go through that. Sowing your wild oats, and I don't give a fuck how old that sounds.
Sowing your wild oats.
It's a real thing. You got to go, every dude goes through that. I mean, but you will eventually find that person who you want more than just sex from.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where a life and a relationship comes into play.
For sure. No, 100%. 100%. Excuse me. Oh, that's going to be edited out. So, number 5 of 11, I'm interested in sex, but not with my partner. Eek. So, I'm interested in sex, but not with my partner. This is reported by, right, it's reported by 48% of men and 25% of women. So, I'm interested in sex, but not with my partner. That just means that you're just not, you need to just be with somebody else. Or you
need not be in that relationship.
You're just a sex addict, or maybe, I don't, what? Okay. But let's be real, okay, for one second. You're married to somebody for 30 years, okay? And let's say you get married young, like a lot of these kids are at like 20.
I notice that a lot now, too, that people are getting married younger and younger.
And so let's even take 10 years off that. Let's say you've been married for 20 years, and like, because you're 40, right? So as far as it goes is, you're with somebody for 20 years, since you're 20 years old. You're interested in sex, obviously. It's not like you're fucking not wanting it. But not with your partner. So, like, how do you, when you and I both say, well, you shouldn't be in that relationship then. You shouldn't be in that relationship. Like, okay, at that point, do you get a prostitute, or do you talk to your significant and go to couples counseling and figure out how you could be interested in sex with them again, like by role playing, or, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because, like, then at that point, I feel like your partner and you need to talk about it and figure out a way to get you excited about sex again. Because, come on, man. Think about, and it's... Okay, I'm going to put it out there. When people say pussy's pussy, all the pussy's the same. It's really not. There's differences because of how you're connected to that person. But at the end of the day, if you've been having sex with, you know, let's say you lost your virginity to that person and your mind wanders, like, what would you do? You know what I mean? Like, you know, do you need to, like, go to counseling or...
I kind of think you hit the nail on the head there, too. Something you have to have... You definitely... The right thing to do would be... And I think this could happen in a real relationship. The right thing to do would be to sit down and have some conversations with your significant other.
And just say what?
Find
like,
out.
I want to have sex, but with not with you, though.
Well, you don't even have to put it that way. You need to have some conversations with them and tell them, you know, this is the situation I'm going through. And find out if counseling is the right way to go for you. Because in a situation where you would want to still obviously be with that person, then you need to figure out what it is to bring that spice back into the bedroom. If you sit down and have a real conversation with him, and God knows that that would be a tough fucking conversation to have. You need to find out if being in that relationship is really what you want. If it is, counseling would definitely be the smart way to go about it. The next step that you would want to take. Because I think counseling really helps people.
What would you want from your significant, though? Like, what would you want out of your significant other? Like, how would you want her to react to that? Like, if you went to your, like, think about it, with your woman right now.
I don't know if I would put it to him. I'm interested in sex, but not with other people. But I want to have sex with other people besides you.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't necessarily put it that way. I might put it the way something's like.
Yeah, that's really how you're feeling, though. Feeling that way. So, like, you know, there's guys out there that are going through this. What would you say?
If you were really interested in keeping the relationship going, then I wouldn't just.
And they're like, of course I'm interested in keeping it going. I have 3 kids. We've been married for 15 years. I've just been with the same person for so long that I'm wondering what else is out there. What do you say to that guy?
That guy, you need to say, motherfucker, you need to have a conversation with your wife. You definitely need to have a conversation with your wife, because obviously if you are interested in staying in that relationship, then there's more to it than just sex.
Sex, yeah.
But.
Good point.
It's still going to be an important part of your relationship.
It's so important to have sex. It's so important to
it is.
Dude, it's very important to make love to your significant
but
other.
But if it was just like a 20-something dude who was like, I got a girlfriend, we've been together for a year,
right,
and I just think about fucking other people all the time. If you're still interested, obviously if you're still interested in keeping the relationship going and you want to be with this person, then yes, a conversation needs to be had. But if not, then you need to break that tie and go on.
Yeah, good point. This one we've all dealt with. Now, finally, one that's super relatable. I'm angry at my partner. Okay, and again, that's why I almost kind of love the relationship I'm in now, because
angry sex is the best.
Yeah, and like we still just not gotten in that bad a fight where we don't want to.
Hate fuck to somebody. Right. Somebody.
But oh. I've been in lots of relationships where when they're pissed at me or vice versa, there's no sex nothing happening. No sex.
It's the icebox.
Right. And I have a feeling I could tell, like, you're probably one of those, huh? Because you're dating an angel. Your wife is a fucking, just throwing that out there. Jesse, you listen to this, shout out to you. You are an angel. And Jessica, my fiance, you are too, baby. I love you. And thank you for having sex with me even when you're angry. Not saying, Jesse, that you're not, because if Eric ever makes you angry, Jesse, don't fuck him. Fuck that guy. Yeah.
She cuts me right off.
Cut off. I knew it. I called it.
There are some times over it's like I'm just so fucking mad at you that I. Oh, fuck me, hurry
yeah,
up.
Yeah, exactly. Well, that's a little thing, though, too, because you've obviously had angry sex. But I'm saying, but let's just say, like, you know, you fuck up. Like, God damn it, weren't supposed to use this, or you weren't supposed to use this money, or you know what I mean? Stupid fucking actual couple arguments.
Yeah.
So.
Oh, yeah, shut right down.
Shut down.
Might as well, that pussy's on lockdown. Nope.
How long have you been on lockdown?
The longest time I think is usually, she gets over shit pretty quick, so it's usually like a day.
About a day or so. Okay.
And then we move on with the rest of our lives and realize.
Well, obviously, but shit, that's it, a day? God, I've been in fucking fights where I don't get sex for like a week or two. I've gone 2 weeks, dude. 2 weeks.
She's nice because she warns me about it. She'll be like, if you do this, you realize that you're not getting any of this for a while. And it's like,
And plus, you're an older dude, too, because, like, I was a young, stupid kid, too, in other past relationships where I would just keep making her more mad or something, I'm sure, you know.
Yeah. I can't say that because I do that shit, too, and I don't know why I do it, you know, just to kind of egg on the situation. Because
you're a fucking guy, and we're retarded.
Because we are retarded.
It's so stupid how stupid we are, man.
I'm going to say it right on behalf of all men, including the two in this room. Men are stupid as fuck.
They are.
And my son actually asked me the other day, it's like, something about understanding women or something of that nature, and he's like, I got pretty well down. I'm like, motherfucker, I'm 42 years old, and I stopped trying to figure women out. Because I cannot do it. Cannot.
No, and that's the whole thing there, too. And now, do you think that what's the easiest way for you to get her to not be angry at you anymore, to where you can get some sex? Is it like, or is she a good apology person, or is she kind of like a grudge type? Like, nope, screw you. Nope, just say it like, I'm not ready to stop being mad at you yet.
If I really piss her off, then yes, it's like that. It's like, I don't give a fuck. You could buy me a Rolls Royce, motherfucker. Your ass ain't getting none of this. But if it's just like run-of-the-mill BS, I just really kiss her ass. Especially if I'm really fucking horny.
Right.
I really, really, really kiss her ass.
Like how?
Do the dishes for her. Rubber feet and lotion. Fucking anything I can.
Oh shit! What's like the most recent time when you had to, like, you know, you're just like, I got to get me some sex, and then you catch went above
him,
and beyond.
Catch him in the morning. Catch him at like. Is it really?
Is that true? So, because I'm not a morning person, man, but I gotta throw it to you right there. You made a great point. Anytime I've ever wanted morning sex, boom, happens, magic. Yeah. What is it like? So that's where you get them.
You're fresh. You're fucking. I catch him. I'm a ninja. If I want sex, and she's like teetering on the whatever, catch her like 3:30 in the morning, just kind of rub her back a little bit, and then progress a little bit further down, you know, start playing with some things, and then eventually she'll resist, but it happens.
Oh my gosh, that's awesome. So real quick, guys, we are going over the Tesla vehicles. Now, these vehicles are amazing. If you haven't heard about Tesla, then you're obviously...
I want to make out with Elon Musk.
Not living on this planet if you haven't heard of Tesla. If you haven't heard of Tesla, I don't know where you are.
I want one of each.
Right. And so they have the Tesla Model S, the Model X, the Tesla Model 3, the Roadster. Now, these are amazing vehicles. They have referral programs. We're big fans of David Dobrik and his, he does a lot of vlogs, and they also have a podcast called Views. The reason why we're bringing this up is because they have a referral program. Now, if you buy a Tesla, Tesla customers can give friends exclusive benefits on Model S, Model X, and solar panels with their personal referral code. Now, I don't know if you knew this, Eric, but did you know that Tesla also does solar panels for homes?
I did not.
You
until
did not.
Earlier tonight when you brought it up to me, I had no idea.
So what they do is they actually, you can get a quote for your home at Tesla.com. And by going to Tesla.com, you can go ahead and go through their, you give them how big your house is, all the specs, everything like that. And they will give you what it would cost to outfit your entire house with a solar panel for on your roof. Cool thing about that is you're going to get a tax credit come tax time, big one. Also, you're going to get a tax credit when it comes to if you buy a vehicle because of the emissions that you're not putting out to the world. You know what I mean? So you're saving so much money by buying Teslas, obviously by the vehicle, what you're going to save by gas. Go to Tesla.com to order any Tesla products that you'd like. And then also, we obviously don't own Teslas, but you can do a direct message
big fans
to David Dobrik, and they have personal referral quote codes. By asking for those personal referral codes before you ask for a Tesla or before you buy a Tesla, we'll get you a discount. Go check that out. Mention that we did send you there by mentioning the Wise Guys podcast. They'll go ahead and throw you a good deal. So there's one to four qualifying referrals, so you could receive 400 cash or 750 in credit per each installed referral. So not only when you buy a Tesla, if you refer somebody else to buy a Tesla, you will get that back in a credit. So,
and I kind of want to go back to something you were touching on earlier with the Teslas about, you know, people think that that just buying this car is just buying another car.
Mm-hmm.
And you were talking about the tax credits, not only for solar panels, because I know you can get a huge tax credit for solar panels.
Oh, yeah, we're talking tens of thousands of dollars.
But you were talking about the tax credits for buying the Tesla itself.
Mm-hmm.
And we're not talking about a couple of $100s.
No, sir.
I think for buying, like, the base model M3, you can get a tax credit of something like, what was it, $7,500?
So we order now on the Tesla.com for the Model 3. Now, this is their cheapest model that they have out there. What I did here, so for the real-wheel drive one, it comes with $49,000. Now, before savings, it's $56,500. That's a total of $10,100 in savings. $10,100. Insane.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Just right off the top.
Right off the top. And so that's going to be something that you're going to come to, or something that you're going to go ahead and get when you order your Tesla and you file your tax returns. Insane, guys. So this isn't a sponsor video by Tesla, but we do get credit if you order a Tesla and mention Wise Guys podcast. So
again, Elon Musk, if you're listening, Huge fans.
We
love
you.
Huge fan.
Love you, Elon.
And I love the fact I'm a huge, huge fan of renewable energy. I've been trying for years to figure out different ways to do it myself, and I want to get the solar panels. I want to do everything. If I could live off the grid, I would. But
no, most definitely.
Renewable energy is a big thing for me.
Insane. By the way, guys, these vehicles, the Tesla Model 3 goes from 0 to 60 in 5 seconds.
Electric motor. Think about that.
All batteries. All right, guys, this is back on there. So now we're going to go back to the regular scheduled program. All right, so number 7 of 11 is I'm bored. 41% of men reported this and 31% of women. So they're bored. It kind of goes and plays back into the I want sex, but not from you.
I want to know the 41% and the 31%. And I would literally like to go and pay them all a short visit and be like, I have never, ever, 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 ever been too bored to have sex. I'm bored. That would be like the thing to do when you're bored.
Not only that, it's kind of like one of those things where it's like when you're a little kid and you have a tablet and an Xbox and a TV and toys and all this shit, and you're like, I'm bored. It's like you have a woman with titties, with a butt, with a vagina, with little, you got a little flick
right
of bean
there.
On there, right on there. And you're like, I'm bored. Like, fuck you.
Dude, that's the first thing I do. It's like, if she's not around, the first thing I do when I'm bored is start smacking the wank, you know?
Go beat Richard. Tell you. Number 8 of 11 is my partner is depressed. Now, this is kind of a deeper one. If your partner's depressed, man, then work with them. Obviously, like, you know, talk. Open them up.
Yeah. Communication is key. In any relationship, any real relationship that you want to keep, communication is key.
Completely. 100%. Number 9, I am no longer find my partner sexually attractive. Ouch.
It's your own goddamn fault. Then you weren't really in love. Stop being an asshole.
That's true. I mean, as far as it goes, it's like that's kind of rugged. You know what I mean? Like, I get it. Like, you see these guys that, you know, either the guy will go gain 200 pounds or the woman will go gain 200 pounds. Mm-hmm. And then they'll fucking hate each other or the guy will be disgusted. I actually worked with this dude. His wife was like, good looking lady, man. Had 2 kids. And like, she was not fat by any means. And this guy was not really skinny at all. He had nothing good about his body. Pudgy fucking just fatty dude. He literally would talk down to her hardcore. And like, they were going to go on this trip, I think, to Vegas. She's like, yeah, I remember I was sitting next to him while he says to his wife, 2 kids, she's like, so did you get a one piece? She's like, what are you talking about? Did you get a one piece for the pool? Because you'd be pretty embarrassed if we weren't a 2-piece, right? I swear to God. I swear he said this to her, man.
It's terrible.
I was disgusted by this human being who said this to the woman that gave birth to his children. And, like, literally, so this was also said and put in a group text, and his wife put this in a group text with another group, like, that they were going with, like, another husband and wife, and they just drilled his ass for it. They're like, dude, don't fucking talk to her. Like, drilled him hard, and he deserved
good.
It. And he was so mad at his wife for it. He's like, you had to put me in a text, making everybody think I'm some monster.
You are
and
an asshole.
It's like, you're a fucking monster, bro. And, dude, I'm not kidding you when I say this, dude. Like, she's a great-looking lady. And she's like, no, I bought a 2-piece. Like, I'm working on it. You know, and what fucking blows my mind, though, dude, this guy was eating, like, a bunch of garbage while he said it, and he had a stomach that hung over his jeans. Like, I'm not talking this guy. Like, even if he was in shape, he should never say that, but he wasn't.
If I were that chick, I'd have looked at him and says, I don't know, did you get a fucking 2-piece? Because you're going to need something for them titties.
I'm pretty sure they're divorced by now, but literally, he's that guy who says, I don't find my partner sexually attracted anymore. He's also the guy, when we would be working, he'd go to a strip club every single night until 4 in the morning, every night, and he was getting hookers and shit. Oh, yeah.
Men, I'm going to tell you right now, if you're in a situation like this where it says you say that you're no longer sexually attractive to your partner, if you're in a relationship, I don't give a fuck what kind of relationship you're in. If you're gay, straight, bi, whatever the fuck you are, if you find yourself in that situation, you are in a bad relationship. Because there is nothing, there is no time in my life where I've ever, my wife, she complains about the weight or what she's wearing or whatever the case may be. My wife is always beautiful to me. Always. And always will be.
Mm-hmm.
if you're finding yourself like in a situation like that, get the fuck out of that relationship.
I've been in the opposite right now. Like, my fiance is losing all this weight for the wedding. Like, she's lost like a lot, like,
yeah,
her butt and all this shit. And like, but when I say that, it's like she didn't need to. And I'm not, and I sound like every douchey dude, like, you're not, you don't need
but
to.
But you
weight.
Mean it.
But
it's
and,
a difference.
And the thing is, too, dude, is like she really didn't need to lose anything.
No,
you know,
because
what I mean,
I can attest to that because yeah. I've known right. his girlfriend for a while.
Right.
And she
wasn't a health thing. It wasn't whatever. But no. Here's the thing, man. She's happy. She's happy doing it. She's healthier now. She's it's giving her this newfound confidence that blows my mind because she's gorgeous, she's beautiful, the most so beautiful. I'm so fucking lucky, and she's way out of my fucking league. And what blows my mind is that she wants to be with me. One, two, blows my mind is that she's losing this weight, and like she's like, you know, she still has like this goal of where she wants to get to. You know what I mean? Like, maybe I understand, maybe let's get firm or do whatever, but like, that's how a person should think of their significant. Not fucking, oh, you're fat ass. Did you get a one piece? You know what I mean? Like, doesn't that disgust
that
you?
That kind of shit does bother me a
oh,
lot.
Oh, man, this guy was bad. Like, horrible. Just horrible type dude. And I was always stuck with him. It sucked. So number 10 out of 11 is I am / was having an affair. So this kind of goes back to the...
Yeah, you touched on that earlier.
Yeah, same shit. So, I mean, as far as it goes, is I get that one. Like, if you're getting sex on the side, but you're kind of like, yeah, but I'd still rather fuck her too. I won't get that sex and that side pussy. I want all the pussy.
I want pussy here, a pussy there, but and a pussy there.
Can you understand that, though? Because like, and then I feel like, too, if you're having an affair with somebody else and you're banging that other person, you kind of want to be with that person. So yeah. You don't want to be with who you're with. You
oh,
know what
exactly.
I mean? So, like, you're like, yeah, that's crazy. So that was reported by 20% of men and 19% of women. Huh? Women are out there doing that shit, too. And number 11 is the same shit. My partner was having an affair. So same exact, I think that's the same exact thing.
that'd be like a really hard situation to kind of deal with, though, because if you knew it, like, if you knew...
Right, so
that
like
your fiance had or
oh, that's a good question. Yeah, okay, so maybe that's kind of what they meant on the second one.
How would you feel though? I mean, would you want to? I don't know, because I think that might be the one that the straw that broke the camel's back right there, because I think that would kind of push me off of like
I would be able to deal with it one time, just because I've cheated in my previous relationships and I still wanted to be with those people. And I knew how fucking guilty I felt, and I knew how I didn't want to be with them, and I knew that the sex meant nothing, but I didn't deserve them. You know what I mean?
Was it a hard situation to put yourself up against? I mean, obviously that's a stupid question.
What do you
because,
mean?
Yes, it would be a hard situation to go into it with your significant other know that
she
you
knew.
Had done
oh,
that?
Oh, yeah, she knew. And I denied it to kind of a point, but... She still knew, and I knew she knew, but it was just always on the back burner. And then we were together for like 4 years still.
And obviously this was a relationship that went on for a while.
Oh, like yeah. It went on like after she found out.
How,
it was like three,
how
years.
Difficult was it to get around that?
It was never. It was she was never over it, and the relationship was complete shit and a joke the entire rest of the time. It was a complete joke and it was shit. And, yeah, it was my fault too. But then at the same time, it's like, hey, if you forgive somebody... And you say you want to move on, and you don't, and you've been with them for years, and you still don't forgive, that's your fault at that point, because you're giving them another chance, and you're doing all this shit, and you say, okay, we're going to move past it, blah, 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 and then you decide, okay, I'm going to get over it, and then you don't, you're just dragging that fucking person along, too.
So do you honestly think, from what it sounds like, you honestly think that in a situation like that, would you have been ahead of the game if you guys would have just ended it right there?
Oh, fuck yeah. Oh, yeah. Especially in that situation, because I knew mentally she's definitely didn't have
no
what it took.
No longer engaged.
She didn't have what it took to even forgive me. Yeah. And who cares? Like, and I'm not saying that she was a weak-minded person.
No.
I'm just saying that, like, she didn't have that, like, the level of, like, I can just get over it. You know what I mean? And but some people do, some people don't. And that's literally their choice. Now, for me, I feel like the only reason why I could maybe is because it's more than just I've done it before. You know, like, oh, I've cheated, so now I could understand. It's like, no, it's like, because, like, with my fiance now, I am that in love with her that I would think deeper than her just cheating on me. I'd be like, yeah. Why? Like, how did I fuck up? What did I do to push her to do that? And then tell me, and then still want to be with me. Like, let's talk it out. Let's work through it and try. That's all I could do.
You know what I mean? I mean, that'd be a tough situation. But I mean, if you did find it in your heart to be able to go on with a situation like that.
Right.
I'm going to be totally honest. Guys, you can call me an asshole. Girls, you can call me an asshole or love me or whatever.
No.
I've never cheated on.
So why would anybody call you an asshole for that?
Who's
going to call you an asshole?
There's some people out there.
You're not an asshole for not cheating. And I want to clarify for all the people who think I'm an asshole. I was cheating when I was fucking 19, 20 years old. You know
what
I mean? I was young as fuck. Yeah,
it's
true.
It's not that makes you an asshole.
That's true. Well, that's wrapping up the show here. We actually have some guests coming on next week. We did invite Mr. Jordan Allman to come back. He is our new sound technician. He had to bounce here for a little bit because his woman was a little bit mad that it was getting to 2-3 in the morning. Says he's a pussy, so he had to bounce.
She wanted some of that angry sex.
And then next week we're going to be getting on some guests on the show. We're going to be bringing on Adrian Kikes. He's going to be coming on talking about sports, especially with football coming up here soon.
Okay.
AK baby, and then we're also going to be cocking.
Get your cock.
My buddy back all the way from high school, Mr. Eric Tornis, he's going to be on the show. He's actually going to be deploying to Iraq or Afghanistan. And
God bless him.
Yeah, and he is serving our country. And we're also going to be talking with him, bringing him in, doing some stories about military stuff. Eric actually served as well. The cool thing about when Eric is deployed, we can actually, stream him in on Anchor. So we'll be able to talk to him when he's actually deployed. So that's going to be kind of cool. And then he's going to go ahead and tell us what he's doing, what he's eating, who he's seeing, what's going on over there. Kind of, you will have the
I can tell you what the motherfucker's going to be eating.
Yeah.
It ain't good most of the time.
Yeah, no, not good stuff. But anyways, Eric, do you have anything to end on? Guess not. All right, hey, we're the wise guys. We say the shit that no one else wants to say. Peace.
Bye.